Here are the top five defensive tackles in the 2014 NFL Draft, according to draft experts. At number five, Kelsey Quarles, a first-team All-American and first-team All-SEC selection in his final year at South Carolina. Quarles is light on his feet and powerful, standing at 6'4 and 297 pounds. His 9.5 sacks in the tackle position was the second most in the nation. He has the tools to make it happen in the NFL, but has to put it all together to live up to his potential. At number four, Rashid Hageman. At 6'6 and 310 pounds, this behemoth played 4 years in Minnesota and has all the physical attributes NFL scouts look for. He had 32 reps at the bench press at the combine, which reinforced the power and ferocity he played with in college. He will, however, be 24 as a rookie, and some draft experts worry about his consistency in college and his toughness as a three-technique tackle in the NFL. At number three, Louis Nix III. At 6'2 and 331 pounds, Nix profiles as your classic NFL run stuffer, taking up space in double teams at the center of the defensive line. He has the power and strength to push the pocket and tackles well for a big man. Draft gurus worry about his conditioning and the torn meniscus he suffered as a senior at Notre Dame. At number two, Timmy Jernigan. At 6'2 and just under 300 pounds, Jernigan played 3 years at Florida State. He uses his large frame to clog the middle of the line, and his strength lies as a run stopper. He will be only 21 years old when he debuts as a rookie in the NFL. Draft experts do question his ability to develop into a pass rusher at the next level. And at number one, Aaron Donald. A first-team All-American, Donald has all the production anybody would want at the college level. He led Pittsburgh with 5.5 sacks and 18.5 tackles for loss, playing that three-technique defensive tackle position. He had an excellent combine that showcased his athleticism and catapulted him way up draft boards. Some scouts are worried about his 6'1 height and his short arms, but the tape and numbers don't lie. He is expected to go in the top 15.